Hello from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. Iran's most powerful military force is warning Iranian websites and bloggers must remove items that create tension. Iran's foreign ministry is accusing international journalists there of being the mouthpiece of hooligans creating unrest. On Tuesday, Iran's government banned those journalists from covering the rallies.
I spoke to a government official face-to-face, and he told me flat out, if you and a camera person go to these rallies and cover these demonstrations and broadcast images, we cannot guarantee your safety. And to me, that was a clear reference to Iran's baton-wielding riot police and members of the besieged, the plain-clothed, the volunteer militia that we've seen riding in pairs throughout Tehran during these rallies.
President Obama will be signing a memo a little later today extending health care and other benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees. That's what two senior administration officials tell CNN. President Obama often supported gay and lesbian rights during his campaign, but he said he's against same-sex marriage. Another delay for NASA and the space shuttle. They had to call off this morning's scheduled launch because of another hydrogen leak. A similar leak forced NASA to cancel Saturday's planned liftoff. Because of the angle of the sun, NASA's now going to have to wait until July 11th in order to try again. The shuttle Endeavour is supposed to be carrying food, a new astronaut, and the last part of a space lab up to the International Space Station. 12,000 text messages a month. That's what one 15-year-old girl from Iowa says she averages. And all that practice has now netted her a lot of money. Kate Moore won a $50,000 first prize at the National Texting Championship held in New York. Among challenges, texting while being blindfolded. Here's the winning reaction.
I'm just like completely stunned right now. Like, you would never think that a girl from Iowa would win something this big in New York, and I'm just completely amazed, stunned, freaked out even.
Overwhelmed, and again, congratulations. That's $50,000 first prize. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.